This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Unashamed and unafraid, 'cause I believe you mean it when you say, I am strong, beautiful, I am good enough. I belong after all, 'cause of what you've done. This is real, what I feel, no one made it up. I am love. Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much for joining in today on the Sue Freeze Show. And you know what? It is such a delight to be with you today. And you know, something I've talked about quite frequently is the God dream that was placed on my heart when I was around 10 years old about domestic violence, women and children, and having a ranch to be able to have a safe place for them to get healthy, get healing, and to get on a path that's going to be better for moms, so moms can take care of their children to the best of their ability. And so I have connected with a lady, a wonderful lady, and she has a program that is doing just this. And so I want to introduce her a little bit here to give you a little background of this woman. And then I'm going to bring her on and we're going to talk a little bit. She has something special going on soon and I'm going to miss this one, but I'll be at the next one. I'm just going to be out of town, so I can't make it. And I'm so bummed about that. But you can make it. And I'm sure that the more the merrier, and the more support she can get for this event, the better to help these women out. So the person that I have with me today that I haven't even said hello to yet is Trish Steele. Hi, Trish.
Hello, Sue. Glad to be here with you.
I'm so happy you're with me, too, and I cannot wait to meet you in person since we've only talked on the phone. But I want to just give a little background of you, if that's okay. Is that all right?
Yes, please.
Okay, so Trish was a successful model, makeup artist, and wardrobe stylist in the entertainment industry for over 25 years. Trish Steele founded the nonprofit organization Women Crowned in Glory, Incorporated in 1992. In working with Women Crowned in Glory, Trish found a need for support of women dealing with domestic violence, something she too had overcome. With this, she created the DBA, Safe Passage, in the year 2000. Before the hit show Extreme Makeover, Trish Steele began performing her own extreme makeovers through Safe Passage on survivors of domestic abuse. Safe Passage compassionately transforms the lives of abused women and their children to a new and better life for providing hope, opportunity, pride, and empowerment. She builds their self-confidence and makes them leaders that can give back to the community. Boy, I think that is such an amazing, amazing venture, and it is so needed. So thank you so much for all you're doing.
Thank you, and it's amazing how we can work all the things of our past and turn around for good, because God says he will work all things together for good for those who love him that are called according to his purpose and plan. And it's an amazing journey for me. Over these, oh my goodness, I don't want to think how old I am now, but it's been an amazing journey for the past. I guess my abuse started at 10 years old, so now I'm over, a little over 60. It's a journey for 50 years. Wow.
Yes, and, you know, every one of us has a story.
Yes.
And the things that I say, which I feel is encouraging, is no matter where we are, no matter where you are, you know, God can use whatever it is you're going through. And when we're in the middle of it, you're just wondering, why God, why me?
That's but, right.
Right? And then you get to the other side, and maybe even years down the road, you realize that there's an equipping that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That can help you help others.
That's right. That is so right, Sue.
And it's wonderful to be able to be used, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And like I said, I had no idea, you know, being abused as a child at 10 years old, that I would be paying it forward or being a voice for the Lord to bring these women that have been beaten down, whether they've been physically or mentally or financially, that come to realize that it's not their fault for them being abused, and that they have somebody that really loves them, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. But that love that the Lord has given me is the same love, you know, for these women in my heart. That it's just the passion after my healing, after the Lord healed me, my passion just grew and grew and grew, and I knew that one day I had to give back and start this nonprofit so I can help women to become victorious because of what Jesus and all the other people that participated. Jesus uses a lot of people. He used doctors, and he used life coaches, and he used businesses and all kinds of people in my life to get me back on my feet so I can be a blessing to others and heal them by all that I've gone through and sharing everything that God has done in my life. And I am so fortunate that, you know how they say, I take my testimony, become my mess and all that I went through becomes a testimony, and it makes me victorious, and it gives me the opportunity to bring hope to everyone, men, women, and children.
You know, I'm listening to you talk right now, and I'm thinking about, you know, those that are listening right now, and some of them might be in an environment that is unhealthy.
That's right.
And, you know, and you said verbal. You said physical, mm-hmm. verbal, financial. So there's more than one type of abuse. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the bruises, you know, the verbal can even be more painful or destructive. Because the bruises will maybe go away, but the verbals are there forever.
That's right.
And, you know, I've dealt with this firsthand myself, too, so I understand. And, you know, sometimes the internal voices will tell you, you know, what are you doing to cause it? And sometimes we can talk ourselves out of getting the help we need. Mm-hmm. And for that, I'm going to say, too, if there is a listener out there that is in this type of situation, what would you say, Trish, to them?
I would say to call Safe Passage. Let me tell you, God loves them, and it's not their fault. And God uses people like myself and others that I know of to bring you into his environment of love, peace, and joy. And let me tell you, it's amazing how he can heal us and find the broken heart and heal us and give us a new heart and give us new hope and bring people in our life that will mentor us and support us and understand us and take us on this journey that will transform our lives. I mean, it's amazing. And I ask that if there's anybody there that feels that they are not being treated right, you need to call Safe Passage. And you can go by calling the number 818-232-7476 or go to the website and see everything that we do, which is safepassageheals.org. And I'm here. My assistant's here. We're here. And we service all of Southern California. I get women that come from Orange County to Palm Springs to Palmdale, all of Southern California, Ventura, San Bernardino County. We are here for you. And God does heal from the inside out.
Safe Passage Heals. The word safe is so incredibly strong for me, because no matter what you're going through, you need to find safe people.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't always know who those people are, but there are people out there that will be a safe place, and we need to find that. And this is one of them. Safe Passage Heals, because without feeling safe, the healing gets hindered, and to get healing, you need to be in a safe place.
That's right.
I know. I've been there, and I know this is true.
Yes,
I know firsthand.
I'm so proud of you. That's wonderful. And that's why, you know, what amazes me about God, he knows the right people to come into your life and connect and share your passion and your mission. And, you know, it's a teamwork. It's
mm-hmm.
a teamwork. And you're not alone. Nobody's alone out there. That's what I tell you. If you're listening to this program right now, you're not alone. God has his team of mighty women and men and children that are here to understand you. They know what you're going through, and it's time now.
Right
to
now.
Come and be healed.
That's right. The deceiver comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and
That's
he will
right.
try to isolate you
That's
and to
right.
keep you from getting the healing that you need and to finding the safe place. And it's here, and it's available to you. So, Trish, I want you to right now switch gears just a little bit and talk about this Safe Passage 16th Annual Awards Gala that I'm going to miss, and I'm so disappointed.
Oh,
but
no.
It's okay. I'll be at the next one.
Yes, you will.
Yes,
we
I will.
We have another one coming up, too, in 3 months after that. But Saturday, February 27th, the day before the Oscars, and this is kind of a theme that we do because we want to honor those who have been advocates against domestic violence and abuse. And it is a beautiful place at the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills. It's a black tie option. Everybody's dressing up, and it is on 300 South Doheny Drive, and which is, you know, right there in center of Beverly Hills, close to Beverly Hills. And we are honoring doctors and musicians and people that are like-minded, that are been out there doing community work and service and reaching out. And we all know Roma Downey by Touched by an Angel. She's an incredible woman doing incredible work on television, you know, and she has a voice that she's going to share about what Safe Passage and Woman Crown and Glory is doing. And also we have a doctor named Dr. Evelyn Bazarani, and she is from Kaiser. She's the head of the Family Violence Outreach at Kaiser Hospital, and they give me a table there every week at the farmer's market so I can pass out brochures and let people know that we are here to service you, because, you know, they get domestic violence abuse people that check into the emergency hospital. Where do they go when they're in the emergency?
That's true.
Yeah. And then we have a testimonial of one of our ladies. And we have testimonies all the time, but this particular lady, Catherine Sasson, is being honored with the Andy Armstrong Positive Action Award, and the positive action that she's taking in place to turn all these things around for good, for the glory of God. And it's amazing. We're still waiting on Halle Berry and Christina Aguilera. They're both advocates against domestic violence. They've been a voice for, like, the past 15 years. And so it's amazing how God uses all of us to come together, like-minded, to celebrate and to bring hope to those who are hopeless, to those who are in bondage, to those that need help. And I ask that everybody come. It's a red carpet reception, entertainment, award ceremony from 11:30 to 2:30 in the afternoon.
So if you're driving and you can't write all that down, don't worry. It's okay. All you need to remember is SueFree, spelt like fries, oneword.com. Go there, and this show will, if you look up the podcast for today's show, what will be there is all the information you need in order to get to this event.
Or, and you can go on the website, too, as
yes,
well.
Yes, they can. SafePassageHeals.org. All right? So you can go there and be part of this. You can donate money. If you can't make it, that's okay. You can donate money to help this great cause, to help these women get back on the safe track so that they can be the mothers for their children.
That's
and
right.
just be healthy. Be healthy. We need healthy women out there. That's for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
Yes. And so, Trish, I want to hear more about you. You sound like an amazing, interesting woman. And what I tell people that are listening to this show is that we all have a story and we all have this journey called life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of the downs and because of the rubbing off of the rough edges or just the crisis or problems that we go through and we get through that cause us to either understand and realize the purpose that God created us for. And the passion that we have inside, we don't want to snuff that passion out. We want to let that passion just flow and do everything we can to help our neighbor, to help those around us. So I want to hear more about you, because I'm reading right here that you struggled with hearing and a speech impairment, and I don't hear that at all right now.
It's a miracle. God is a miracle, you know. He's a miracle-working God.
Amen.
When I was 5 years old, I was struck with a very high fever, and I lost 70% of my hearing in both ears. And after that, just shortly after that, my father died, and I was the firstborn of an accidental death, drowned in a lake. And he knew how to swim, but he got caught in the undergrowth, and it pulled him down, and he drowned. That was my first trauma. The hearing loss didn't traumatize me. I didn't really realize I had a hearing loss until after the trauma of my father. And when I went back to school and they said, you know, your daughter has a hearing loss, and they took tests on me, they immediately took me out of that school and put me in a special hearing impaired school. And those days, that was in the early late 50s, and it was called Mary Bennett School, and it's no longer exists anymore, but that in those days, they called you deaf and dumb. What a horrible saying.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
And I was the first student that learned to lip read. I never was taught sign language. They were using me as a guinea pig to see if this technique's going to work, and it did. 2 years of that schooling, learning how to lip read, I was able to go to this regular school down the street with my friends, but I had like special speech impaired classes. So 2 hours out of the day out of my classes, I went to speech impaired classes and learned to speak and get better at it. But then years later, as I was going to church, and this pastor was doing a healing service for the first time ever, I walked up to the altar while he was praying and laying hands on people. And as he prayed over my ears, I started walking back, and my ears started popping open. And I knew that God was going to do something with me, and that's why he healed me for such a time as this. My healing had to take many years, but it was for such a time as this. And from that day forward, I was able to testify. My faith level was so strong that my speech would just change, you know, automatically. Sometimes it's back and forth, and I'll be back. But what he did for me inspired me to want to serve him even more and just testify how good God is. After all the years that I went through, I mean, when I lost my hearing, I used to be the kid that everybody bullied all the time. I was mocked, ridiculed. I was put down all the time because I couldn't speak right. I had a hearing loss. And here I was that little girl that nobody liked. And now I grow up, and now I'm accepted and everything, and I'm able to teach others that have any type of handicap or any type of insecurity to feel good about themselves and just allow Jesus to come through them and know that they were born for such a time as this. There's going to be a time and a place where God's going to use them, no matter what your handicap is, no matter what your insecurities are. You've been made for such a perfect time as this or now.
Oh, boy, I just could listen to you for hours.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's so awesome. And, you know, so many people, you know, they hear about laying on of hands, and maybe they haven't seen one or they haven't experienced it. Mm-hmm. But when somebody has actually gone through it, it's kind of hard to negate it. It's hard to say that that didn't happen when you're walking down and you're popping of your ears and now you're hearing and you couldn't hear for years.
Yeah,
and so how can you argue with that? And and what's the explanation? It wasn't like you went to the doctors and came out of the doctor's office and your ears popped, right?
Yeah,
you had your hands hands laid on you, prayer over you, and walking back to your seat. What an amazing story. And I've heard many of these stories, and I'm a believer. I am totally a believer. You know,
yes.
I just so am. And it's so exciting to hear this, because sometimes that's the hope that somebody needs,
yes,
is to know that our God is the Almighty Healer. Because he can heal, no matter what we've gone through, no matter,
yes,
what we've decided on our own or what something's been done to us.
Yes.
It really is done. It's gone. It's past.
Yes.
And so to move forward, we only have today. We only have right now.
That's right.
And so the best thing to do is to make a decision right now. And I know that there's someone out there that is saying, yeah, but you don't understand and you don't know what I'm in. You don't know where I'm at. And you're right. I don't, and Trish doesn't. But guess who does? God does.
God does.
God knows where you are right now,
mm-hmm,
and he will give you the courage. He will give you the strength, and he'll give you the open door or the open window that you need in order to not stay in the current,
yeah,
situation.
Yeah.
Now, beware, be careful, you know, be discerning, and do things in the proper order and the proper time, and,
yeah,
and have things in place, but you don't need to stay in the situation you're in.
Right, right. You're so right, Sue. And I just want to say before I say goodbye to everyone that this is the day the Lord has made, and his mercies on you every morning.
Oh, Trish, thank you. I'm looking forward to our lunch next week. I am so excited about getting to spend some special time with you, and I definitely want to get involved with your ministry. It's something the Lord has been, you know, preparing me for. And I still believe this ranch is supposed to happen, and it's supposed to be a safe place for women,
yes,
in this situation. And we just have to find the property, and we need to go forward on this. And I know it's going to happen, and it's way too big for me.
Yes.
It's got to be a God thing, because
yes,
it's way
that's
bigger
right
than Sue Freeze, you know, and I'm sure
right
it's bigger than Trish. But
yes,
you know what? So we'll get back on the radio another time. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Yes.
And we'll post all of your information. So stay tuned for the second half of the Sue Freeze Show. Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
If you own or run a small business, here's some straight talk. No hype about how you can save up to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on health benefits, business insurance, and HR issues. A company named Simpolicy can provide A to Z services for your employees to save you countless extra hours of work dealing with benefits, workers' comp, human resources, and business insurance. And they can save you money, improving your bottom line by helping with employee management. How much money? Just log on to SimPolicy.com and quickly fill in your employee census. SimPolicy will analyze your info and suggest ways to improve your employee benefits while reducing expenses so you can run your business and let SimPolicy do the drudge work. Find out more at SimPolicy.com. That's SimPolicy.com. Or call 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. SimPolicy. Your small business resource, a sister company to Montage Insurance Solutions.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. And if you need termite or pest control, obviously, I would suggest you call Ecola and let them take care of your rodent exclusions or trapping. If you have a bed bug issue, ooh, those things, you've got to have somebody that knows what they're doing take care of that problem. And it's getting worse and worse and worse by the day. I've been doing this for 36 years, and I can tell you, I've never had so many calls that I'm having right now. And, you know, it doesn't matter what hotel you stay at. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. So just, you know, if you have a problem, you think you have a problem, give Ecola a call, and we'll take care of you, okay? And for Simpolicy, thank you so much, Simpolicy, for being part of the show also. I really appreciate you sponsoring us. And if you have insurance issues where, you know, you just want it being simple for you, Simpolicy is the place you want to go. Learning to Breathe, the book that I wrote when I was in a wheelchair and learning how to walk all over again. If you have anybody that needs any type of help with asthma, respiratory issues, that book is very helpful in all of those areas. Not to mention, it's just a life story, a life journey of my son Tyson and myself. We went through, it was a tough time, but you know what? We get through it. And today's another day, and he's grown up, 33 years old now, and we're doing all right. And it's a blessing from heaven that we're doing great. So right now I want to talk about find happiness in life. And this last weekend, I now have a TV show. It's called The Sue Freeze TV Show. And I have to put together a series of shows that I try to film all at once. So I do 4 in one session, which is a lot. It's a lot. You know, just talking on the radio takes a lot of emotional energy and a lot of effort as far as preparation and making sure that you're in alignment and everything is going to flow and that your message is clear. Because the main important thing for me is, you know, the message, right? Let me ask you this question. I just want you to think about it for a second. If you had the opportunity to be on the show, which if you have a story and you want to be on the show, that's open to you. Go to SueFreeze.com and connect with me there. But whatever your message or your passion is, you want to voice it in a manner in which people are going to want to listen, number one. You're going to want to make sure your message is clear, that you articulate it well, that you're prepared to deliver it in the manner in which it needs to be delivered in order to get the best results. So there's a lot that goes into that. You don't just talk off the top of your head. You have to prepare internally, spiritually, emotionally. Sometimes I leave this show and I start off and I'm energetic. I'm full of energy anyway. But when I get in my car and I'm driving away from here, I'm spent. I'm totally spent emotionally. I have nothing left, you know, because there's a lot that goes into this. And maybe, you know, someone might not realize that, but there's a lot that goes into this. And, you know, you want to make sure that what you're delivering, the message you're delivering, is going to be of help to the listener, to you as a listener. You know, otherwise we're wasting each other's time. And I am not one to waste time. So this weekend I was preparing for the TV show and trying to figure out what we were going to do. And something I've always wanted to do was go see the monarchs. They are amazing creatures. They travel like 2,800 miles and they have a lifespan that's not very long at all. And so the newbies, the new babies that eat their milkweed as caterpillars and then they go through their life cycle. I've learned so much more since this monarch butterfly grove that I went to. But I was amazed at the story because how do they know that they need to migrate? And it's always they know when to migrate and how far to migrate and where to migrate to. And there is nobody telling them. It's like the big brother isn't telling the little sister where to go and when to go. And the mom's not around the next year to tell the baby where to go and when to go. And to watch them do their thing, like I have video of a couple butterflies on the ground and they're flip-flopping around. And this lady who's a volunteer, sweet lady, she says, oh, that's not going to go anywhere. And I said, well, why do you say that? And she says, because they both see, I want to show you, they both have speckles on their wings. And I go, what does that mean? She goes, well, it means they're both males. I'm like, oh. And she goes, but you know what? It takes them just as long to figure out that they're both the same than it does for them to find out they're different. And I said, well, what happens next? Do they mate on the ground? And she said, no. What they do is once they decide that they like each other, the male kind of grabs the female and flies up to the top of the tree and they mate in the tree. And I went, wow, how interesting is that? So I have also video of the tree that's got green on it, but more orange than green. It is amazing. It's like the flowering of the tree is butterfly wings. How amazing is that? And I'm standing in this thing and videotaping and filming for the TV show. And it's an all-day event of getting what we need. And I'm just in awe that I am the age I am right now. And I've been to Pismo Beach. I can't even tell you Grover Beach. I've been to this area so many times for family vacations to go to the dunes and be along the beach. And it's like, you know, it's really a great attraction to be able to go there. And two blocks down was this amazing God-created grove of these beautiful butterflies. I've always had this thing about butterflies, and I don't really understand this thing I have other than I'm amazed at how delicate they are, but yet how strong they are. And when I think about that, I think about us. And aren't we so delicate, but yet so strong? And when I look at butterflies, I think of they go from a caterpillar, which, you know, in our youth, we're kind of like a caterpillar, right? We're just kind of taking it all in, you know? And then we blossom at some time. Look forward to the blossoming stage, right? So that we can be wise and understand that life is full of adventure and excitement. And that there's this renewing. The renewing of our mind, and mercies are new every morning. And aren't they? Isn't that true? Mercies are new every morning. I have a little picture in my bathroom, and it has a butterfly on it, and it says, "Mercies are new every morning," because it's a new day, it's a new beginning. And butterflies to me signify re is second time around, or rebirth, renew, resurrection. It's all these things. It's a symbol of second beginnings. And don't we in life need a second chance? Maybe a third, maybe a tenth, maybe a hundredth. But don't we need that? Don't we need to understand that it doesn't end here, that we have tomorrow? And knowing that, when I was there, I was just, I'm so busy, right? We're all busy, aren't we? We're all busy. And sometimes I'm too busy to breathe. I'm too busy to, you know, smell the roses along the way. And figuring out, you know, what's ahead, because I'm so busy dealing with the now. So when I was there and I was taking this all in, it made me stop. It made me stop and just think about happiness and about life. And what I came up with, because I'm always thinking, okay, what's the lesson, Lord? Do you ever ask yourself that? I'm always asking that because I don't want to miss a lesson, because I don't want to have to go through pain anymore. I want to just get through it and learn the lesson so that I can be bigger and better and more for myself and for those that I touch and lead and affect in how I act, which we should all check that because we all do that, whether we know it or not. Somebody's always watching. And I said, what's the lesson in this? What's the lesson right here? And what I realized right there was that the joy of the Lord. And I realized that our attitude is determined by our gratitude. And if we're not joyful or we're not thanking God for where we are, for what we have right now, even if it's not the best of the best, but if we're not comfortable and content, not complacent, there's a difference, but if we're not content and thankful for where we are and what we have, we're going to miss it. We're going to miss the happiness that we can have every moment of every day. And I was taught a long time ago that happiness comes from the word happenings. And like buying a car, you're happy for a little time when you can smell the leather, but then it goes away quickly. So true happiness comes from an inner joy that comes from gratitude, from an attitude of gratitude. And so that's where I'm starting today, and I don't have long to talk about this, so I'm just going to get right into this. Jeremiah 10, 12, 13. But God made the earth by his power. He founded the world by his wisdom and stretched out the heavens by his understanding. When he thunders, the waters in the heavens roar. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. Reconnecting with nature. This is my suggestion, which is what I did, and I loved it. Take some time every week to recharge your body battery. On the weekend, escape to nature or a place where you can feel peace in time for a fresh start to the work week. Get outside whenever possible to breathe in the fresh air and feel the sunshine, which is exactly what I did. And I don't do this all the time, and I can tell you, oh, it's just, it does something. Both of which studies have shown to have a positive effect on our health and our mood. I can attest to that. Take some time to be silent, to just be silent. Be silent and calm every night for at least 10 minutes. Longer if you can. And again, in the morning before rising. That's my prayer time. Right then in the morning is when I pray before I put my feet down on the ground. And that's a new habit I just started. And I know if you listen to me regularly, you know that I've said this before. And it kind of keeps me on check. And if you're just tuning in right now, I just want to let you know you're listening to The Sue Free Show. And I'm so thankful that you're with me today. And I hope you share this show with other people. And I hope you connect with me by going to Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Go on there. There's a lot of freebies on there. Everybody loves freebies. I do too. Go on there and check it out. There's a lot there for you. So when you stand still or be still before you rise in the morning, it will produce an unbreakable habit of inner happiness to help you meet challenges in life and observe the natural beauty that surrounds you and feel a sense of connection. Appreciate the details and miracles that can be found in nature. That's the whole butterfly thing. If you forget, just remember the butterfly thing because it's so true. There's so much there. It's amazing to me. And just going outside and just seeing. And at night even, the stars. Last night was an amazing star night. Don't know if you noticed it, but it was an amazing star night. The other thing, suggestion, to have this happiness in your life, and this, you have to work on this, okay? Because this gets on you all the time if you let it, but you've got to not let it. Let go of negativity. Romans 15, 5, 6. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we need to learn to forgive and forget. See every challenge as an opportunity for further growth. Express gratitude for what you have. Be more optimistic about the future and your ability to accomplish life goals. Open yourself up to success and embrace failures or mistakes that happen along the way. I had lunch with Nate, somebody that I've grown to just really have a nice relationship with. He's a true friend. And he helps me with my marketing, and it's just wonderful to be around him. And I said, Nate, if you were on the radio show, what would you talk about? And he said, you know, there's going to be bumps along the road. Don't sweat the small stuff. And just learn from the bumps in the road. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that is so true. And that it's not the end of the world. You know, when we have these little bumps in the road, or big bumps maybe. Maybe you're going through a big bump right now. It's a crisis. It's big. It doesn't stay forever, and then it's just another time frame in which you will frame it, but we move on from it, and we learn from it, and we're better because of it. Normally, we're better because of it. Know that none of us are perfect. We are all here to entertain and be entertained. Don't worry about the little things. Take plenty of worry vacations where you train your mind not to worry for a certain length of time. Have you ever tried that? To just put it aside, put it in a box in the closet. Some are better at this than others. If you want to be more positive, surround yourself with positive energy and people. Nurture the positive relationships that you have, seeking out more of those relationships that help uplift you. You know, we need to accept love ourselves, don't we? We need to understand and love our unique gifts and talents because we bring those to life for others and for ourselves, and we need to understand what those are. Spend less time trying to please others and spend more time trying to please your higher self. Does this mean to be selfish? There's a time. There's a time where you need rest, just like Jesus had to leave and go have time in the desert, right? We all need time to replenish and to refresh and to have spiritual time with the Lord. And that can't be in the busyness of our day. You know, we need to take time out. So understand that that's the best you can do because you're going to be working on the higher self. See the humor in life and in our experiences. I haven't always been able to laugh at myself, but lately it's like I can do the silliest things. And I'm going, did I just do that? And I have found that in me making fun of myself, it actually is really a release. And to be able to laugh at yourself about silly things that you might do or you forget to do, like finding my glasses when they're right on top of my head, it's kind of silly, but it happens. And so I have to laugh and say, yep, there they are, right? It's okay, though. We'll get through it, right? Take life less seriously and learn to laugh. Take care of your spirit, Galatians 5:25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Do you know what that means, really? To walk by the Spirit. For me, what that means, you can have your own definition and you can describe it yourself. But for me, walking by the Spirit means that I want the Lord to reveal to me what's around me. You know, I want to see with his eyes. I want to feel with his heart. But he says to ask and you shall receive, right? So if we don't ask for that and that's not what we're longing for, then obviously we're going to live with just our sight and our hearts and our thoughts. But if we can love with God's love, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different place. And so to walk by the Spirit is really deep. It's really wonderful. Strive to always learn new things. What's the lesson, Lord? Constantly expand your awareness and discover new ways of expressing your divine gifts. Get creative. This will not only challenge you to learn new things, but will also help to keep your mind in a positive place. Practice living in the present moment and being a channel for the divine flow of creativity. That's an amazing thing. When you get to that part and that point where you can do that, it's an amazing thing to watch that happen. Practice meditation. Research has proven that even as little as 10 minutes of meditation a day can lead to physical changes in the brain that improve concentration and focus, calm the nervous system, and help you to become more kind and compassionate and even more humorous. Okay, now some people will say meditation. Some people will say prayer, right? It's like you want to be in relationship with your Heavenly Father. So you can meditate on what the Lord's words are. You can meditate on that and ask for the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what it is that He wants to reveal to you. And that's a great place to be. Taking the next steps of finding happiness. Ask yourself what makes you happy. And find ways to restructure your life so that you are able to do more of those things. Then ask why you struggle to do the things that you know will make you happy. Why are you not yet happy? Why haven't you taken the next steps to find your happiness? Why are you here? And what do you need to do to feel a sense of accomplishment in this life? Visualize yourself happy. Visualization, I will tell you, is a very powerful thing. Right now, I had a meeting with a pastor and a counselor, a marriage counselor, actually, that counseled probably 25 years ago, I'm thinking. And he's now reentered my life. He came to my celebration and launch, and I was amazed that he was there. And he had lunch with me the other day, and we were talking, and he goes, "Sue, it's just so amazing to be, you know, talking to you again, to regroup and to figure out, you know, the life that's happened in between the time when counseling was happening and now where you are now. And I just have some questions for you." And it was a very interesting conversation because, you know, what he was experiencing with me then and what he's experiencing with me now, and to be able to unfold things that unfolded, it was just an amazing kind of completion, kind of like complete closure and completion. But something he said was, "Susie, you are so busy all the time. You are so busy accomplishing and doing. Do you ever have time to just breathe? Do you ever have time to just..." Can you relate to that? And I'm like, "I know what you're saying." He goes, "And what's at the end, Sue? What do you visualize at the end of all this? What is it that Sue wants? What's going to make Sue happy? And are you visualizing that?" And what I realized in that moment, I just put an offer on a house, actually two homes, a little bit back to back, and I lost on both bids. And I think the reason I lost on these bids, and this is a lesson that I want to bring out to you right now, is that I wasn't completely convinced or sure that what I was buying was exactly what I wanted. And so I hindered and I held back. I didn't give full price, or I did give full price knowing that there was another offer for more than full price. And I didn't want to pay more than full price. I wanted to get a deal. But was that because it wasn't everything I wanted? So I'm questioning myself on this, because usually if I know I want something, I'll go after it. I will totally 100%. And then I'm questioning me now because I lost both these deals. And I'm questioning, is it really not what I wanted? And I'm thinking now, yes, it was. But it's too late now, right? So I'm thinking, okay, the lesson in that, Sue, is that you need to be clear on what it is you want, which is what he was saying at lunch. Frank was saying to me, What's the visual? What is at the end of the tunnel? What is at the end of this? Because you need to be clear now so you don't miss it. Because it might come and go and you might not even know that it was it. So if you need to hear that lesson that I'm learning right now, and it's a painful lesson, but I'm learning it now so that I'm prepared and I'm ready, because I've got to clear up any question I have and figure out exactly what it is Sue wants, just like I'm suggesting to you, that you need to be really, really, really clear on the visual going forward in your life. What is going to make you happy? Visualize it completely. Be real clear. Be clear. And I'm so sorry we're at the end of the show. I want to talk more. Be a blessing each and every day. God bless you.
This has been the Sue Free Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.